This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code and I have been associated for 5 years now. These are holsters that won't break. They are as at home in concealed carry as they are on the battlefield. And it doesn't matter if you're not looking for just, if you're looking for a chest rig, a belt, some way to carry your magazines, they have it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest today, he and I have had a couple of deep conversations, and, you know, we have a unique perspective between the two of us now, but he reached out to me the other day, and I'm glad he did, and I'm glad he's on the mend. I'm joined again for the first time in a while by the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. And that would be Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening. As always, a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Certainly, certainly. Now, you just went through some a little bit of a media thing, right? The Comedy Central Jordan Klepper solves guns thing, right?
Yeah, I was invited to be a part of that. Special, I guess that's what they call it. I didn't exactly know how to characterize it as they were put together and they were pitching it to me, but I assumed it was a comedy thing, and that's how they portrayed it. And I played it as a comedy thing and had fun with it.
Right. Where in the link that you send me, it's about 6 minutes and 7 seconds long. Do you know where you pop up in that?
I pop up somewhere in the midst of all of that. I guess they creatively edited me out of that little preview piece that they put out. But in the actual production that went live, right, I have a nice little piece in there. I was actually one of the guys that he was fixated on to try to convert over to the godless anti-gun side. But he went with his cousin. I believe that was his cousin. He selected.
You're actually showing up at 4 minutes and 38 seconds. Let's listen to this and see what we get.
Jordan, there was some give and take back and forth, some good exchanges.
I'm armed unless I have a reason not to be. Fundamental safety is the responsibility of each individual and not law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. If he was willing to share where he's coming from and see where that conversation goes, I'd be open to it.
So, was he open to it?
Was he open to it?
Yeah, did you hear what I just played?
Yeah, I just heard. Yeah. Well, the thing is when you're a part of the production, you don't get the benefit of seeing the whole program. And as I saw it from a spectator point of view, I'm like, oh, okay. That sort of puts things in perspective for me, but it was just, it's really interesting how it got pitched and eventually what it became, but, you know, when you're true to yourself, you don't have anything to worry about. You can talk to anybody anywhere.
Right.
And still be you.
Now, for most people who don't know your story, you actually have a background in the automotive industry, and you were in the automotive industry, and one day you were home, and it was pretty sad anyway, your circumstance as it was then, but when you got home that particular day, a couple of guys decided to stick a gun in the middle of your face and rob you, and that was sort of an epiphanous moment for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, at that time, man, and it seems so long ago, and I guess it was, but we're talking about 12, 13 years ago, man.
Yeah.
I did not own a handgun at the time. All I had was a 12-gauge shotgun for home defense. But in terms of getting a carry permit, that was something that was really foreign to me. It took getting robbed at gunpoint by two thugs in my driveway to force me to reevaluate some long-held opinions that I had, and I decided not to flee the city like many other people had done and take it upon myself to take on a more active role in my personal protection. Called up a few trainers, made a selection, got trained, got a carry permit, and started carrying every day. Took my training seriously and became a firearms instructor, later master range safety officer, chief range safety officer and training counselor, and got more into the activism end of gun rights, and been going strong ever since.
Oh, yeah. Now, you got interviewed earlier today. Now, did you get interviewed concerning Virginia?
Yeah, I was interviewed by, I don't know if it went to press yet, but it was concerning, you know, the Philando Castile murder or shooting or however you want to characterize it. And they wanted to get my thoughts as it related to my personal experiences, you know, with, you know, not only being robbed, but what do I think about people getting carry permits, and do I think that there's equal justice under the law? So I thought it was a pretty interesting conversation. So we'll see how it turns out.
What do you think about what happened in Virginia today?
Something about the shooting earlier?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, any shooting is tragic, man. And, you know, I'm waiting for them to do a real deep dive and figure out what the guy's motivations were. But it just goes to show you, man, that a madman, a crazy person with a gun can turn up at any location. You won't have much advance notice. And when it hits the fan, you may not have anyone there to protect you other than yourself. So, you know, you have to be alert, you have to be vigilant, and you have to be prepared. I mean, the thing is, we can't be paranoid about it, but, I mean, by the same token, we have to realize that in this day and age with the specter of terrorism now becoming an issue, you know, we're going to have to be ready, man, and whether it's a garden variety crazy person or whether it's terrorists.
Well, you know, I've always thought terrorists is a subjective term. If I'm sitting if I'm standing in a convenience store and I'm trying to decide between Jack's Links and Slim Jims, and somebody comes rolling in there shooting the place up because he wants to steal all the lotto ticket money, that's going to be terror for me.
Yeah, so, and I get your point. I really do. And with the low-tech weapons or tools that they're focusing on using, I mean, you're talking about things such as machetes and butcher knives and trucks. I mean, you know, these guys are just crazy, you know?
Yeah.
They're politically motivated, so it wouldn't be technically correct to call them crazy, but, you know, from our worldview, I mean, their way of thinking of public discourse obviously isn't the same, but, you know, if there's some crazy person that appears that's trying to take you and everybody else out, I mean, you have to be vigilant, you have to be prepared, you have to be willing, man. And, you know, I hope I don't run into one of these wackos, but, you know, I'm up to the challenge of defending myself if need be.
Are you still carrying an M&P?
Still, sir, still. I mean, you know, hey, you know, it's, you know, I don't want to try to put on a free paid commercial, you know, for these guys, but it works for me, man, and I'm comfortable with it. I've had it for a while, and it gets the job done. But, you know, my birthday is this fall in September, you know,
Oh, okay. I will take that under advisement. Now, we're coming up on the first break. When we get back, Rick and I both have gone through unique circumstances recently, and we're going to talk about that because people in our demographic, this is something you guys need to consider. It may come to visit you as well. My guest is Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
About to go somewhere where most of us don't want to go. But that's okay. I know the way. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is just holsters that are just not going to break. It's not just holsters. It's belts. It's chest rigs. It's knives. It's holster carry systems. It's magazine carries. Everything you can possibly imagine. Everything but your guns, your magazines, your ammunition. You can find the rest of it at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Rick Ector. Now, Rick recently joined me in a very... I don't want to say it's prestigious, but it is when you get on the other side of it and you're still functioning and everything, it does make us a little bit different, doesn't it? You recently went through a stroke.
I did.
Now, what's it like for a gunfighting instructor to have a stroke?
Ah, man, the actual experience itself, man, it was definitely unique. In the immediate aftermath of this stroke, man, I didn't realize it, but I was seriously injured, man, and didn't know exactly what the prognosis was going to be, you know, in the immediate short-term future and long-term, man, but couldn't walk. Couldn't hardly move. I was down. And, fortunately, through the grace of God, man, I made a lot of progress, made a lot of recovery. To most people, you know, you can't tell, any ill effects of a stroke. You know, most people, you know, when they heard that I had a stroke and they actually see me and they listen to me talk, they say, well, you know, you seem okay, you know, and, that's the part of it that's slightly irritating.
Yes.
You know, because you seem okay. There's an assumption that everything is as it was and it's not, you know, but, you know, you just suck it up, man, and you soldier on.
Yeah. Now the part that most people just don't understand is that when, In the case of a stroke, where you actually had motor skills that were attacked by this, right? I mean, you had problems. You probably were thinking, write my name, but making your hand write your name was a chore, wasn't it?
Man, everything was just a challenge, you know. And it's nothing short than a miracle that I made a remarkable recovery. I mean, talking, standing, walking, motor skills. Man, everything. I mean, it was like, wow, is this really happening? Am I going to be like down, you know, from here until the time that I check out? And, it's been nothing short of remarkable progress. I call it a miracle, man, that, I can literally be on your show, speak and easily and clearly be understood, walk without impairment, live my life as I basically lived it before the stroke, but you know there's some things that you know still aren't the same and probably won't ever be the same. But it's my new reality and I'm adjusting to it. And just being thankful that I have this opportunity to continue, you know, living my life. Many people have their first stroke, man, and they get put down, man, and they don't fare too well, and they eventually don't make it. So I'm fortunate.
Yes, and I'm pleased that you are fortunate because I've never seen you in action. I've heard about you in action. And the part where that might have been lost was that was bugging me a great deal. Now, for people our age, like when I was coming out of the heart attack, right? After 30 days, I was told I could drive, which that's good and everything. But for the first 60 days and everything, I had to be concerned with things like, okay, so if I do pull the trigger, what is that resulting harmonic distortion that's going to happen for my arms? It's going to travel down both arms and into my chest. What's it going to feel like? What's it going to do? When people have, and it's not just about age. I mean, young people have heart attacks and strokes all the time. It's horrible. But when people have this kind of thing happen to them physically, this is where determination comes into play, doesn't it? I mean, this is where our actual will is actually going to get a workout.
Man, it's challenging. It's frustrating. You know, it's all of that. But, you know, I just got to soldier on, man. You know, and I know it's easy to say because I made such a dramatic bounce back in terms of my capabilities and what I'm actually doing. But some people have a tough road, man. And as I was going through rehab and everything, man, and I made such remarkable progress that the people at the rehab center didn't really know what to do with me, you know, to challenge me physically to keep me developing. Because everyone right. else that was there was just down.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw that in Heart Life Rehab. I saw, I was like, they would hand me 2.5-pound dumbbells and say, go for it. And I'd be like, go for what? What exactly are we talking about here? What right. have I got to go for? Right. And I was bound and determined just to get back. I was bound and determined that this was not going to be me.
Right.
Well, for some.
That's part of it. I mean, and like I said, the physical is a lot of it. And what exactly happens to you and how your body responds and whether you can make a physical recovery, you know, that's definitely a part of it. The psychological, spiritual side too, man. Cause, man, I was like down. Oh, man, was I down. Ah, what was I going to do? Oh, man, what's my new reality? How's it going to affect me? What about my independence? I mean, all sorts of things and thoughts were going through my head, man. And fortunately for me, I was able to physically recover and soldier on and get better and continue to make progress. Still making progress to this very day, and hopefully we'll continue to get better, man. But I tell you, it's tough, and it's tougher than anyone could really know. But fortunate that I fared better than a lot going through a serious stroke, and I'm able to still do the things that I did before the stroke. And, hey, glad to be here, adjusting to my new reality, but you know what? No regrets, man. I'm just going to keep pushing and moving on.
Yeah. That part of it, well, we're coming up on the next break. We're going to talk about that because for, I hear about, you know, when I was in the ward and everything, I saw a lot of people that I was looking at and I was saying, man, this is going to be the best they're going to do.
It's tough, man. You look at some of the other people that are there and you're like, man, I am so fortunate.
So let's talk about how we get to point B and how we stay at point B when we get back. My guest is Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This doesn't apply to me and Mr. Hector here. The name of this song is Midlife Crisis. We don't exist in this, but we are sort of funky. No problems with that one. I like it a bit. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is simply the most radical piece of equipment you can ever buy, simply because they have a lifetime warranty that you're never going to have to use unless you get run over by an M1 tank or possibly are next door to an IED as it detonates. That's the only time stuff like their warranty gets activated. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Rick Hector from Legally Armed in Detroit. The part that a lot of people don't get when they're looking at you or me or anybody else like us that have, been through something where we decided, well, you know what, that was a setback, but we're going to come back. Right. They don't understand. Point B is a lifetime journey, isn't it?
It is, man. And you know, the thing is, I like to think of it as we just make it look good. We make it look good and we make it look easy. But I mean, from all outward appearances, everything looks the same and appears the same. We respond the same. We do everything from all outward appearances the same. But man, there's some significant differences that are there that we're cognizant of and we're all too, comfortable, with. But other people won't know. But You know, I'm not, you know, a woe-is-me kind of guy, man. You know, I'm going to suck it up, and I'm a soldier on. But I know that there are some things that probably won't ever be the way they've ever been. But it's my new reality until I get better, if I get better. But if I don't, I'm going to make it happen.
Right. You probably had to do things. Which side, which is your predominant side?
Predominant side in terms
your strong side. Which side do you carry a gun on?
Man, depends on how many guns I'm carrying that day. But, you know, generally speaking, usually I carry on my left side.
So which side was the one that, you know, typically with a stroke, did you have the typical thing with a stroke where one side?
Actually, I had stroke on my right side.
Okay.
So I still draw a cross with my right, you know, over to my left. But, I mean, like I said, man, everything, you know, I'm still functional, man. I can make things happen. I can still do things. You know, you can't look at me and tell in any way that I had a stroke. I mean, there's no limp. There's no slight paralysis. I mean, most of the things that you typically associate with strokes, so... You know, I really consider myself fortunate and blessed to be doing the things that I'm doing. And apparently, almost as if I never had a stroke, man. But, you know, I know that I have one, and I feel the differences. And I'm adjusting to my new reality.
Yeah.
You know, if I can make you not know that I had a stroke or give off the appearance that I didn't have one... You know, great, but I feel it every moment.
Now, was this a thing with Comedy Central, was this since the stroke?
That was pre-stroke, man, because I had stroke back in February, so that happened, you know, a little bit earlier.
Right.
You know, it wasn't, but...
Because I was going to say, you make it look good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I take that 100%. But, yeah. Yeah, those couple of weeks, man, right after the stroke, man, I was down. When you say down, I mean down physically and down mentally, I was down. I didn't even know if I wanted to be a firearms instructor anymore for a minute. It was rough psychologically too, so. But, you know, I soldiered on, man, and, came back, made a comeback physically and mentally. The mental part is, oh, so huge.
Yes. When you're sitting there in the hospital room and you have a moment to think about what's going on, that's a sober few minutes, isn't it?
Man, I mean, you're sitting there literally trying to figure out what your new reality is. And within that new reality, you know, do you have even a chance of some small semblance of, I guess what you would say, your former life, man.
Right.
Man, it was just tough. It was tough, man. But fortunately for me that I made a recovery, you know, things got better such that I can make it seem like an illusion, like it never happened, you know. But, I'm blessed and I'm fortunate and I'm happy that things aren't as bad as they could have been. A lot of people have that major stroke, man, and they either never the same, you know, in a significant material way, or
right.
They check out. They actually leave us shortly thereafter. So fortunate, very fortunate.
Is there anything that you do mechanically now that you have to think about harder than you used to, where it used to be more like... Inhaling, it was just a second nature to you, or is there anything mechanically to you?
Everything, for the most part, is pretty much the same. Just some things from a spatial standpoint I need to be cognizant and aware of. You know, there's been some changes to my peripheral vision, you know, and I know where my so-called dead spots or blind spots are.
Right.
You know, where I can't see around my head as far as I should. And so I have to be cognizant of that, spatially from a personal protection, self-defense standpoint. Usually you probably allow someone, you know, a certain number of feet You know, I got to allow strangers and unfamiliars even more space so that I can continually to do my periodic pan around the room, you know, just to make sure I keep unfamiliars, you know, at bay to make sure that I don't have any weird situations that develop. So,
yeah,
you know, there's been some things I've been cognizantly forcing myself to do, constantly pan my area more frequently and keep people further from me.
Now, I've seen pictures of you open carrying when you're getting gas.
Yeah.
So now when you're getting gas, do you stand with your back to the gas pump now to where you can have that spatial awareness more than you probably did when you could just stand there?
Man, people think I used to have like give people a wide berth. You know, I've increased that distance a bit,
yeah.
You know, but it's all the same thing. I'm just doing it a little more on a slightly bigger scale because I realize that reaction time might be impacted by my ability to see peripherally, you know, as well as I used to. So that's right. My new reality, you know, and I'm adjusting to it and, you know, I'm making it work.
And for all of you out there that if you haven't had a heart attack, if you haven't had a stroke yet, good.
Yes, good.
This journey is not one that, I mean, I'm very pleased. I'm pleased that I've made it through it. I'm pleased that Rick has made it through it. Either one of us would trade places with you in a heartbeat, though. If you haven't been through this yet, maintain yourself to where you don't go through this. If you're smoking, quit smoking. If you got high blood pressure, go see your doctor. Make sure you're taking all that blood pressure medication. Try to keep that tension from building up. Whatever it is, whatever you can do to prevent this kind of a life-changing moment, because it is life-changing. Even though we make it look like it isn't, it is.
We make it look good, but
that's
it's
right.
Tough.
It is not effortless at all. When we get back, I want to talk to you about this last class of women you just took through there, because I was supposed to help you with that, and I didn't because I was too busy being wrapped up in myself. So,
oh, Rick, no problem, man. Hey, I love to talk about it.
All right. When we get back, Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. This is Lock and Load.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time. I just sort of work to ensure I have some. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code, well, that's tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is nothing more than excellence. They have a warranty that is unlike anything you've ever seen, considering what the stuff is that you buy. The Kydex, just the holsters themselves. I've got holsters that are 5 years old. They look horrible, but they still function like brand new. I won't replace them just because I dig them. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. You just successfully did another women's training class where you taught the fastest growing segment of gun buyers in the United States today, black American women. How did that go?
Well, it wasn't just black American women. It was all women. It was a women's event. And
cool.
True enough, that segment is growing, and they were well represented of the women that were there. But, yeah, man, it was bigger and better than ever. You know, just 6 years ago when I started this thing after watching a woman being raped and having her body discarded on the street, you know, as she was killed, man. It was the motivation behind creating an event where someone should do something to empower women to take on a more active role in their personal protection, man. And to see that first group of 50, 6 years ago now grow to 574, man, in one day. And my goal was 600. I would have eclipsed that. It not rained throughout the day, but even rain couldn't, you know, really suppress the statistics of people who were coming in to be taught how to use a firearm. And it was just awesome. Mind changing.
Have as many people as you have taught now, as many women as you have trained, have any of them had to practice? Have they had to practice the craft in real life?
Man, I've had all types of experiences. I mean, the most extreme experiences are the women that come back to me and and tell me, hey, I actually had to use that training to actually defend myself. In some cases, they had to actually shoot someone. In some cases, they actually were in the process of getting ready to shoot someone, but they didn't stick around to see if she was up for the challenge. You know, it's just empowering, man, to know that no matter how short you are, how small you are, that firearm is an equalizer, and it can put you on equal footing with any predator that sizes you up as prey, man. And I'm just glad to be a part of that, just helping people realize their full potential in terms of being self-sufficient and not needing to rely on anybody else for personal protection. It's mind-changing.
Yes. That part of it, that has to be pretty satisfying. I mean, the parts where have you lost any? I mean, you've never mentioned that if you have or not. I know that's probably a statistical reality you have to deal with. Have any of your students fallen prey to crime?
I haven't had anyone, you know, die or be killed, but I've had a few who were challenged, who were attacked. And to my knowledge, all that I'm aware of have successfully defended themselves. And not only did they come away unscathed, and in some cases they actually had to actually hurt a predator attacking them. You know, I've also am happy to report that none of them have been prosecuted or charged with a crime, which is also a concern for people who carry guns and use them in self-defense. Making sure that your actions are successfully scrutinized by the authorities and that you don't suffer any legal consequences for defending yourself. So
right.
I'm happy on all of those counts.
Yeah, that's a pretty impressive record. You've been doing this how long now?
Man, about 12 years now.
12 years.
You know, it's amazing how the time flies, man. You know, you're just getting started and just really trying to figure out, you know, where you are in this area of personal protection. And as you expand out and spread your network out and meet other people who are doing the same things that you're doing and then becoming a full active member in the gun rights movement, man, it's just been a great life-changing experience. And I owe it all to that armed robber who robbed me about 12, 13 years ago. I owe it all to him.
Did you ever think about maybe running into him again, or did that guy ever get caught?
There were some moments, you know, in the immediate aftermath of that robbery where, you know, I was like, man, what is going to happen, you know? What is going to happen? And after all these years, if that guy hasn't straightened his life out, those two guys anyway, haven't straightened their lives out, then they probably aren't here. You know, when you choose a life like that, you don't tend to fare very well. So they're probably either dead or in prison, or maybe they did change their life. But, glad that I didn't have to run into that circumstance. But had it occurred, of course, you know, I had taken all the necessary precautions to make sure that I would do whatever is required to ensure that I was safe the next time around.
Yeah. Now, you guys hear me making fun. I'm not really making fun of him. It's just that Rick, one of the things that Rick does is he doesn't really follow the beat of anybody else's drummer. There's a lot of people that don't, that only carry this kind of gun or that kind of gun. And Rick, for some reason, I've always just picked on him about his Smith & Wesson M&P. I actually like that gun. I don't know if I've ever told you that. Ergonomically,
I mean,
I think it is superior.
There's some other guns out there that'll do, man. But, I mean, you know, it's the one I bought, you know. I'm kind of partial to it. You know, it's grown on me. And, you know, when you buy a gun, man, depending on how fluent you were in handgun buying considerations when you first got it, you know, there might be some shortcomings that you find about later that as you grow as a gun carrier that you just can't tolerate or live with, you know, a few short years later. But it's been very versatile, and I haven't had many complaints. You know, if I ever want another gun, it's not a question of needing another gun. I don't need another gun, but if I ever want another gun, you know, it would be strictly for vanity purposes. You know, for me, I'm strictly utilitarian, man. A gun has a purpose. It's to protect me, and it's to never let me down and always be available and be reliable, you know. And that's all I really needed to do.
Do you know who Tiger McKee is?
No, who is that?
He's older than me. I think he's in his 60s. He's an instructor in Alabama. He was momentarily famous when he was on Red Jacket Firearms. He had a AR-15 they were making. He called the Katana. But he bought a Series 70 1911, a Colt Series 70 1911 back in the 70s.
Okay.
Still carries it today, the only handgun he carries. When I asked him about that, he was like, still works. So utilitarian, I get it.
I know some guys, man. It's like, every time something, you know, different comes out, you know, they have to be first in line to get it and buy it and carry it and tell you how great it is. Man, as long as it's reliable, it's functional, fits in your hand like a glove, and every time you pull the trigger, it goes bang. Hey, man, I love it. I love it. Whatever you got, I love it.
Yeah, I was just commenting. Most of you guys that get out there and buy a gun and just carry that one gun, I always, pretty dangerous individuals you guys are. Now, for those of you out there, if you want to help Rick with anything, if you want to get in contact with Rick with anything, he's constantly doing charity work, promotional work, pro bono work to train people that can't afford to train. How do they get in touch with you if they want to help you out, Rick, before we lose time?
Man, I'm all over the place. If you just look for me, I swear you'll find me. My name is real easy, Rick, R-I-C-K, Hector, E-C-T-O-R. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitter. I'm on, man, what's some other social networks? Just look on your Instagram. I'm on your favorite social media meeting place of choice. I'm probably there. Rick Hector. Look me up. Find me. I'm usually Detroit CCW. I'm there. Look me up. Let's talk. Let's network. And let's do some things.
I'll talk to you soon, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, man. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number three coming up. This is Lock and Load.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.